This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Did you have fun last week?
In Atlanta, yes, yeah. I did. Yeah, lots of great people, and played at two table tennis clubs I'd never played at. It was a good time.
You do that when you go to a new town all the time, don't you? You look for a table tennis club to play.
Everywhere I go. I just have cool news this past week. I have reached an agreement to buy a building in my town for my table tennis club, so we can play 7 days a week whenever we want.
You're a mogul. Table tennis mogul. Buying real estate to feed your habit. Unbelievable, Will. Well, unbelievable. Well, when you were in Atlanta last week, you gave us a really good challenge for all our listeners to try and solve. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it was actually an early April Fool's joke, and it came from listener Mike Reese, who's a writer-producer for The Simpsons and who co-created The Critic. And I asked, what six-letter word beginning with the letter S would be the same if it started with TH?
What was your answer?
Well, the answer is sesame, S-E-S-A-M-E. Change that first S to T-H and you get the same.
Oh, you and your April Fool's jokes. I noticed in the New York Times you were transposing and moving around clues, which made it quite diabolical. Well, this week we had just under 1,000 entries with the correct answer. Out of those, our winner is Matt Blum from Reston, Virginia. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Actually, it came to me pretty quickly. Sometimes that happens. You know, I'll just see it, and the answer will just come into my head. And
good for you.
Took me a while.
What do you do in Reston?
Well, I'm a software engineer for my day job. I also write for a popular blog on the Wired.com network called Geek Dad.
Geek Dad.
Yep.
Wow. You're a dad and you have kids, right?
Yep, I have two kids.
And they're all well-versed in the art of everything that makes one a good geek, right?
Yes.
That's definitely what I thought. Well, are you ready to use the best computer of all your brain to play the puzzle?
I certainly am.
All right. Well, Will, meet Matt. Let's play.
All right, Matt. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials ES. For example, if I said today, you would say Easter Sunday. Okay, number one is boy who has earned at least 21 merit badges.
Eagle Scout.
That's right. Number two, nickname for New York.
Empire State.
Uh-huh. What follows kindergarten?
Elementary school.
That's right. The middle part of an algebraic statement.
Equals sign.
Uh-huh. Venus.
What's
another term for Venus?
Not Earth star or something like
that. No, star is right.
So evening star.
Evening star is it. Someone coming from abroad for a year of education.
Exchange student.
Right. Some makeup.
Eyeshadow.
That's
good
it.
For you.
Familiar name for magnesium sulfate.
Epsom salt?
Yeah.
Good job. Cabinet member who oversees gas, oil, and utilities.
Energy secretary.
Uh-huh. It can give you a leg up.
Elevator shoes.
Good job.
Is that serious? Are you serious? Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
Oh, unbelievable.
Nice
Matt,
one.
You think like Will. I love it.
Alternative to a straight razor.
Electric shaver.
That's it. Grammy-winning banjoist for Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Ooh. Banjoist.
You know that, Leanne?
I do, with a little help from my friends in the control room. Earl Scruggs.
Earl Scruggs is it. How about host of a weekly TV variety show from the 1940s to 70s?
Ernie Shore?
No.
No?
No.
It's where the Beatles famously performed.
Oh, Ed Sullivan.
You bet.
Ed Sullivan.
Of course.
Your last one, another term for traveling the Appalachian Trail.
Huh.
And it's what got Tiger Woods into trouble.
Yes.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm trying to think what starts with
ES.
Exit
strategy. I love that.
That's a nice one, though. It's just another term for an affair.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, it's sad to stump you on the last one. Am I going to have to tell you this one?
I'm afraid you. We're going to make you tell us, Will.
Okay, it's extramarital sex.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Anyway, nice job.
Nice job. I had no idea where you're going, but, you know, I love it that you crack yourself up sometimes with your clues. Hey, Matt, nice job.
Thank you.
You were really coming on strong there. We have a special person to tell you what you get for playing our puzzle today. This is Benedictine sister Joan Chittister. She's the co-author of a new book called Uncommon Gratitude.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Wilf Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Wilf Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
And we didn't hide your prizes in the bushes for you to fill your basket with, Matt. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
I usually listen to WAMU.
WAMU in Washington, D.C., you bet. Matt Blum from Reston, Virginia, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I had a lot of fun.
So did I. It was. All right, Will, fun doesn't stop. I say that often enough. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, well, we've had some requests for a hard challenge puzzle. So for those who want them hard, try this one. And it comes from listener Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. And it's timely because we're now nearing the tax deadline. Think of a 15-letter word meaning how Stephen King writes that is spelled without any of the letters of taxes, T-A-X-E-S. So again, a 15-letter word that does not contain a T-A-X-E or S, and it means how Stephen King writes. What word is it?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, I only got 12. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Good game today, Will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.